All right, very special morning today, and we have our Uncle Abe Award that is given out today, and it was created by the Lefty O'Doul Foundation for Kids, and I thank them so much for honoring my Uncle Abe, who is the one, Abe Sarrett, who introduced me to baseball when I was just a little boy, and baseball has obviously been a big part of my life, my unconditional friend for the last many, many years. When I told the story, the folks at the Lefty O'Doul Foundation for Kids, Al Casciato, Russ Stanley, Tom O'Doul, Nick Bovis, they said, boy, they wanted to create an award. So we have a recipient every year that gets a $2,500 cash award. And that person is someone we select who has given of themselves and their time and transferred their love of baseball to someone else. So our award winner this year is with us today. She's from Albany. She's done a great job in the Albany Little Leagues, but under the umbrella of the East Bay Cyclones, she has created an all-girls baseball team. They're 11 or 12 and under, about 30 kids on the team. It's all baseball. They travel, and Chris Karuba-Katz, a wonderful Little League coach, has now pioneered into the baseball area for young women. And Chris, you are a recipient of our Uncle Abe Award for 2019, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Marty, and Lefty O'Douls.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the East Bay Hurricanes, because that is your crowning achievement. I know you've done so much in baseball in the Little League area, but this is something very special.
This is incredible, actually. You know, I grew up in San Francisco, and I've always loved baseball, learning it first from my mom. And then my brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles, cousins, everybody were a big baseball family. I landed in Albany on accident, and little did I know that Albany was one of the first Little Leagues to sign up girls illegally, because Little League International did not allow it. And I came along as one of the few female coaches when my son came up through, and I met incredible other male coaches who were willing and able to coach with me. They introduced me to the girls' movement. Albany Little League pioneered with a recreation team called the East Bay Oaks, but then we wanted girls to play more competitive baseball. My son plays on the East Bay Cyclones, which is a travel baseball team, and our organization embraced our desire to be more competitive, to play baseball the way it's meant to be played. And a group of guys, dads, and brought me along. I don't have a girl on the team. My daughter is like the mascot, but we just started breaking the barriers and started taking girls to travel baseball tournaments. My son would come with us and tell us, you know, the things that they would hear in the crowds about, oh, my God, are they girls? Should they be playing softball? And we were like, no, this is a girls' baseball team. They have to work harder. They have to practice harder because they have to be better. And they go out there and they win games. And it's the most inspiring thing I've ever seen in my life. So, to all the little girls out there, if you want more competitive baseball, come out to Albany. Look up East Bay Hurricanes, because we're ready. We're ready to take you on the road. We're ready to show you some baseball across this country. We go every year to Rockford, Illinois, and we play in the Baseball for All tournament. That is a national tournament of teams of every age group, all girls baseball. And it's incredible to watch.
Well, it's a fantastic story, because it really is. And you look at, like, I've always looked at baseball and soccer as the two sports where it did not matter what your gender was if you were going to play on the same pitch or on the same field. You look at guys like Aaron Judge to Jose Altuve. People of all different creeds, colors, and size can play the game of baseball. I've never understood why there was a separation between softball and baseball for boys and girls. You look at Monet Davis. She was one of the biggest stars in the Little League World Series for the last decade.
And quite honestly, you know, we're at the 11U age right now, right? And so not only do boys kind of funnel out of baseball at this age, but so do girls. They don't have a place to go.
Right.
And they see their counterparts going to softball. They don't have to. And that was where I ended up. My mom could not sign me up for baseball, and I got funneled into softball. That game is a great game, but it's different. It's not baseball. And there's I don't mean any disrespect. Softball opened up doors for me like you wouldn't believe. But baseball is really where it's at. If you go to a high school and you see a girls' basketball team and a boys' basketball team, or a girls' soccer team, a boys' soccer team, why the heck can't we have a boys' baseball team and a girls' baseball team in a high school?
All right. Well, you did it. You did it. And Chris Karuba-Katz is our Uncle Abe Award recipient for 2019. And she is the first female recipient that we've had, and it's very well deserved. You're a pioneer. You're a trailblazer. You have great support in your wife and your family. And just having the community out here today shows me how much they love you and respect you. So, Chris, congratulations. We love you. And I can't wait to see an East Bay Hurricane game. I really mean it. I'd love to see one.
Please, we would love to have you. And anybody who wants to come on out, come on out. It's great baseball.
All right. Chris, that is Chris Karuba. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. All right. We'd like to thank all that have contributed to the Uncle Abe Award. Now, if anyone in the audience, and this is important, wishes to contribute, you can do so by mailing a donation payable to Lefty O'Doul's Foundation for Kids. I'll say it again. A check made out to Lefty O'Doul's Foundation for Kids, Post Office Box 410-692, San Francisco, California, 94141-0692. Or you can visit the website kidsneedbaseball.com. And it is a tax-exempt contribution, and a tax ID number I have here if you need it. For more information, you can also call the man who really is the catalyst for this award, and that's Al Cassiato, a wonderful former policeman. We love Al very much. Worked out at the ballpark here for many years. His number is 415-307-9226. So that is a way that you can contribute to the Uncle Abe Award, and we encourage you to do it. Adam, it's a nice special moment for me.
It's fantastic. And I played in a league that was not part of Little League when I was maybe 9, 10, 11 years old. It was an independent league called Floresta Baseball out in San Leandro. One of the best players I played with for the first 3 years, and I believe she won MVP of the league, was Ashley Frediani. And when we got to the high school level, she had to stop playing baseball and switch to softball. And I always thought it did her a disservice because she was an incredible baseball player. And she was a great softball player, but it was special to get to play with the only female in our league as a 10 and 11-year-old.
Wow. Well, you can tell from Chris how important
she's passionate. It's great stuff.